In addition to residing in Florida for the past 7 years leading up to an election, Florida's Constitution also requires Attorney General candidates to be members of the Florida Bar for the preceding 5 years. One of Sheldon's opponents in the race says the former Assistant Secretary for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services does not qualify for the ballot because he didn't maintain continuing education requirements for bar membership.
And the Supreme Court rules provide that if the attorney does not meet the CLER requirement, it's the same as if they have not paid dues or disqualified for some other reason.
Libertarian candidate Bill Wolsifer filed one of the complaints against Sheldon's qualifications. Wolsifer, also an attorney, says Sheldon didn't meet the rules set forth by the bar because during the time Sheldon lived and worked in Washington, he did not complete the continuing education requirements.
So it really is not about residency. It's about, are you practicing law? And if so, you need to maintain the duties of bar membership. If you're not practicing law, then you're not entitled to the benefits and privilege of bar membership, and therefore you sort of have a leave of absence.
But Sheldon is defending both his residency status and his bar membership. The candidate says his license was in temporary delinquency and he was given 30 days to fix it. And Sheldon says that does not mean he was not a member of the bar during that time.
The bar considers your residence, where you are working. As a matter of fact, on the bar profile, you file a mailing address and a physical address. My mail address was Washington. My physical address was Tallahassee, Florida. So there's a distinction between legal residence and residence for the purposes of the bar.
Whether Sheldon qualifies could depend on how residency is defined. There is one definition for state purposes and another for membership in the bar. And it's possible, Sheldon says, that he meets both sets of rules. Furthermore, Sheldon's attorney, Ron Meyer, says Sheldon should stay on the ballot because his membership never lapsed.
There are many categories of membership of the Florida Bar. George is a member in good standing, just as I'm a member in good standing, and just as most attorneys are members in good standing. The fact that he was in Washington for a number of years working may excuse him from taking some continuing legal education credits, but it doesn't change the fact that he's a member of the bar.
Meyer says the fact Sheldon worked in Washington, D.C. for 2 years does not mean he gave up his Florida residency. And Sheldon says he believes the challenges are purely political.
Well, it's that time of year when these kind of diversions are brought up, but it goes with the territory.
Wolsifer has filed his challenge against Sheldon's candidacy with the Elections Commission. It will be up to that group to decide whether he remains on the ballot. If so, Sheldon will face fellow Democrat Representative Perry Thurston. Voters will decide whether Thurston or Sheldon will be the Democratic nominee. Wolsifer, the only Libertarian in the race, already has a spot on the ballot to face current Attorney General Pam Bondi in November. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.